So, you know, that famous question, when did you start writing or why are you writing? I feel like I've just always been writing pretty much ever since I was a teenager. And so I say, I don't know, I started when I was 16 and had some stuff that I worked on and turned into something more than just writing. So I was like, oh, this is actually a poem. And so I did that with more work, and so I just started writing poems. And wrote quite a bit through my 20s and 30s and just kept turning writing into poems.
So what is it that makes a writing a poem? Do you have,
For me,
yeah.
the and it's a great question, the difference is, so there's writing, journaling, okay, stream of consciousness, but sometimes that comes out in a single concrete enough idea to become its own thing, or at least a section of it does. So for me, that starts becoming the difference. And then if you edit and revise that, so a journal entry, you're not revising. A poem, you are, you're giving it structure.
Does the voice change? How much?
Between a journal entry and a poem,
Yeah.
it does.
In what way and to what extent? Who are you on the print on the published page as opposed to in the private page?
That's a really good question, especially for now, because, well, because I'm, there's less of a difference now than there used to be. And especially, that's a recent development, the past 6 months, I would say.
Oh, I would say as you mature, that's probably the case. But
But not very recently.
a real short
Yes,
time span.
exactly. How does the tone of voice shift? This has been me all along. Extra words drop out. The writing actually becomes tighter. So I'd say that's the biggest thing.
So, but not the emotional register
Not, no,
or
not the
the
emotions, no.
just.
I would say the transition then is the emotions get heightened
Through craft.
through craft,
Okay.
through editing,
So
revision.
you're saying in the past 6 months, you think you have become a tighter, more.
Tighter, but also more authentic to what a natural voice would be.
And what you have to read for us today, is that from the past 6 months or from before?
Actually, so this one's almost a year and a half. It's just a year old, one of them. So that might be the beginning of that. So I'm gonna read two of my poems. So we'll start with this one then, from year and a month ago, March, and it's called, boy, let me get to the page. It's called Fairy Godmother Manifesto. Fairy Godmother Manifesto. I've grown into an old woman like those I've always admired, and the great grandfather I take after the most. I'm a lack of self-discipline, and maybe the discipline I lack. I'm the turkey feather and sagebrush smoke of a smudge. I'm the sacred spring in the city park and the vintage sterling silver from the family doctor. I'm grandmother's illegitimate wedding ring and the dirt beneath my fingernails from the old sheep farm. I'm goldfinch at the feeder, raccoons in the night, and wine barrels in the cellar no one talks about. I'm the bonfire mead of midsummer in the Bighorn Mountains, and the sheets of rain sweeping over the famished lake. I'm the stick found on the weekend hike. I'm teacups and doilies, the jet black tuxedo pinned with a salamander brooch. I'm antique china dancing the dining room after midnight and the hum of wild bees buzzing the compost pile in spring. I'm the tears of crying yourself to sleep in the fetal position, and I'm the jackass bray of not giving a damn. I'm the resistance your father keeps trying to resist, and the blood-red drops and silent snow of Martazor. I'm the banned books I send as birthday presents, and I'm the dirty joke that makes you laugh. I'm the tarnished compass that points toward authenticity even when I seem lost. I'm the map that keeps folding and refolding to Neverland lands and undiscovered selves. I'm the werewolves of Ljubljana and the bats of New Orleans. I'm the thrift store skirt and and the sharpened pocket knife. I'm conquered grape pie and nightshade's twisting vines. I'm snapdragons and violets, a solo cello on a beach, and I'm the stone in the garden shimmering under moonlight. Come, sit with me in the pooling quiet. Have a drink. I am the love that will always speak its name.
Thank you. I'm not trying to imply that you're old, but we, you know, as I came in here, you mentioned the house is maybe different than it was 30 years ago.
Yep.
When I first came.
Yep, yep.
So we're the same generation. If anyone's old, we're both old.
Totally.
Could you have written a poem like that 30 years ago?
No.
And why? What is at the seams of that poem?
For me, it is much more authenticity and also a lot more concrete content. Concrete in poetry meaning physical things like the stick found on a hike or sterling silver, or it's full of physicality. And the physicality is conveying the emotional content. The tarnished compass, even when I seem lost.
And do you think that's different now because you write differently as you've aged, or because you just wouldn't notice those things when you're young? What is the, if you say you couldn't have written it 30 years ago, why not?
Because I was writing too coded, too abstract.
Yeah. Ideas rather than concrete reality.
Yes.
That infuse the idea.
And also coding to, mask really motion or mask who I really am or was. I have another poem I was not going to read, but where we just went with this conversation, it does.
Let's go for it.
One's probably from 25 years ago. My name is Desolation, so it's also an identity poem. Funny, you do not know or recognize me. I barely know myself. After all, it was false belief taught to me in the name of God and ignorantly praised as truth that made me who I was. I listened and I believed. Once, a splendid forest, deep and lush, thrived along the youthful shores of the eternal sea of possibilities. Now, just past Skull Valley, my soul lies silent and empty. Not even the salt flats compare to the nothingness I have become. Alone, windswept, salt crystals silently form upon the desert floor. Even the sun is cold. But now I have awakened. Even though I carried the anger of 10,000 vengeful gods, I am awake. Though I now lie desolate, I am safe, for I now know the truth. And that is just full of abstract words.
Yeah. Abstract nouns.
And concepts.
You'd almost say it was AI if it wasn't written 25 years ago.
I mean, you have the nature
imagery that's doing some work there, but it's almost in passing to get to the nouns, to the...
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you ever look at your journals from 30 years ago and say who like feel disassociated from who that person was?
No. Okay. I don't. And it's funny you mention that, because I really recently started working in earnest on my autobiography, and I did it the easy way because I grew up in the digital age. So I started by taking all of the stuff I already had on my computer, not poems, but journal entries, whatever, and putting those into one document, or letters that I've written over the years. And it's funny. I look at those and I'm like, wow, yep, this brings it all back vividly. I definitely was who I was then, but I'm definitely not that person now. And
so you recognize that, but you don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm getting at, but it's something like.
Well, and I recognize that I still claim it, but that was in its own time period.
Yeah. Part of that is getting old. I can't even remember who I was 30 years ago. So
No. Some of the things I'm like, wait, what? I know we only said two poems a month.
No, it's okay.
This is the problem.
I'll let it
poets.
Get down if
can I
have.
Can I do three?
Yeah. You slipped that one in because it was pertinent to the conversation.
So this one I wrote 13 years ago. Yeah. And 14. And it's going to be in a chapbook that Lisa Bickmore is in the process of publishing, with which her you, project. She's
you published two last year, right?
No, which, just one that was a collaborative.
Oh, and then this is the forthcoming. Maybe second. That's the one I was thinking.
Yeah.
Of.
So.
And what's the title of this collection?
Fragile House.
Okay.
And this poem is Before Cremation. On his altar, a statue of Anthony, patron saint of shipwrecks, reminds of All Hallows outside stone walls protecting the Tower of London. It's the Church of Shipwrecks, the roof destroyed during the war, replaced. Model ships sail the unmosaicked concrete ceiling. He's never been to sea, doesn't have much history or money for a new roof. He could sell one of his paintings, but really, he can't. Then he would have nothing amid the wrack and ruin he calls home. He's not an artist. He's gathered the paintings like campfire stories. Artists he's slept with, galas he's crashed, homeless gigolos. His life much bigger than he himself is. He never should have indulged in artwork, but domination by beauty is a stern curator. If only lath and plaster in his derelict home were finished. Walls in Chauvet Cave were never unfinished, and they are paintings. He could draw on his walls, but they'd still be crumbling. Like the first painters, he hopes to leave a trace, something to endure. The skull of a cave bear, a symbol, maybe just one body immortalized in charcoal.
So those three, obviously you selected them. But they seem to be of a school, of a theme together. Would you say that? I mean, is that why you why'd you choose those three?
I am a lyric poet.
What things lyric poets do
is they write about themselves. So these are all very first person, yeah, in a way, Sean persona poems across 25 years.
Okay, now we asked you to pick a poem by a poet that you admire, that says something to you.
Yes. And
so tell us about that.
And so this is a poem by W.H. Auden, who was a turning point for me in my life and my life as a writer, actually. This poem is called The More Loving One. Looking up at the stars, I know quite well that for all they care, I can go to hell. But on earth, indifference is the least we have to dread from man or beast. How should we like it were stars to burn with a passion for us we could not return? If equal affection cannot be, let the more loving one be me. Admirer as I think I am of stars that do not give a damn, I cannot, now I see them, say, I missed one terribly all day. Were all stars to disappear or die, I should learn to look at an empty sky and feel its total dark sublime, though this might take me a little time.
So you say that was key for you?
It was.
And when did you discover it, and how was it key for you?
So I bought the book at a library used book sale. Just random. And read the book. It's the cadence. It's, and I rarely rhyme, but it's the lyricism of the lines. The cadence is fantastic in this one. And it's still a lyric poem, a personal poem, but he is using a lot of concrete imagery to convey that. I also identified with it emotionally because there is definitely a sense of melancholy in this poem, and it's a little bit that to be loved or not loved going on here.
And it made me think about the second poem you read, but the first poem that you had written about, with the references to the salt flats.
Oh.
And kind of the imagery of, so the imagery of the vast stars.
Sure.
And then the imagery of the salt flats associated with that earlier poem, which is has a searching, and the idea of arrival, whereas the later poems seem to have the rival is all around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Almost as if the first poem was you're on your way to buy your house. The other poems were a house that's lived in and has all these things in it.
Yeah, the other two are more about that journey and process and sort of content in the process.
Yeah. What's left behind, what's picked up along the way, what's all the imagery you had with the fairy godmother. And granted, I'm hearing it for the first time and I haven't read it on the page, so I don't have the best recollection of it. So the chapbook that's being published soon will have poems from the past 6 months, or are they going to be previous?
Nope, they're all from 13, 14 years ago.
Okay, and why did you choose to do that?
Because it's a shortened version of a manuscript I prepared then that I would still like to have come out. That's the main reason.
If she offered you another chapbook, would you be ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
And for the next one, I would do more current work. But I also wanted this work from 13, 14 years ago.